everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're going to continue today talking about obedience, but specifically preparing yourself spiritually. So President Eyring of the LDS Church gave a talk on obedience a while ago, and he started the talk by talking about how we do a lot of preparing for disasters or things that may come up unexpectedly in our lives, that our first reaction may be to get our food storage ready. Or you always see these images of people whenever there's a hurricane coming or something like that, where they all rush to the grocery store to pick up water and food and supplies that they may need before they're not available anymore. And yes, those things are very important. But when's the last time you really focused on your spiritual preparedness and how well you have prepared to handle those storms of life in a spiritual aspect? So this is a quote from him, and he says, "So the great test of life is to see whether we will hearken to and obey God's commands in the midst of the storms of life. It is not to endure storms, but to choose the right while they rage. And the tragedy of life is to fail in that test and so fail to qualify to return in glory to our heavenly home." When things are going right in your life, it's a lot easier, I think, to be obedient and to do what is right, serve others, and do those things that are important when everything is fine in your life. But it's really challenging when things are going wrong and you're in the middle of a trial. It's hard to think outside yourself, isn't it? And it's hard to still follow those commandments and do what's right. Well, we want to suggest four settings in which to practice quick and steady obedience so that when you're in that situation, you'll be ready for it. The first one is to feast upon the Word of God. That really is to read the scriptures and attend church meetings and just delve headfirst into the Word of God and His teachings. The second one is to pray always, in times of good or in times of bad. Again, I think it's harder to pray at times when everything's going great. We find ourselves on our knees oftentimes when things are going wrong and we really need help and guidance. But do you pray consistently when things are good or when things are bad? This next one is to serve others, and that one kind of speaks for itself. And then the fourth one is to escape sin. Maybe just try not putting yourself in situations where you're going to be tempted. Know your limits and look at those limits and set your own guidelines for how you're going to avoid sin and escape sin. Now, each of those takes faith, and all can strengthen your capacity to know and obey the Lord's commands. Now, again, President Eyring says that the same power of an early choice to exercise faith and to be persistent in obedience applies to gaining the faith to resist temptation and to gain forgiveness. The best time to resist temptation is early. The best time to repent is now. Well, Theodore Roosevelt said, "Obedience of the law is demanded, not asked of a favor." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.